Legge. Hello, it's Lynn.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey. So how is everybody doing?
Doing great. I went out and mowed the yard after I saw you last and came in, took a shower, lay down for 15 minutes and came in here.
Nice. I know that's a big deal.
Yeah, where you live. It's hot down there, isn't it?
Well, it's a big deal from the heat standpoint. And I was going to do it about 6 o'clock and I thought, well, then that's the time of this call. So I better get out there and just do it.
Yeah.
My front yard is actually pretty small, so it didn't take very long. But,
okay.
You know, I've got to take it easy with the one eye thing. So and be careful. That's the main thing is, you know, and I'm sure, you know, your husband's experience. And whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, with me, it's just like, you got to make sure you can't just presume stuff. I mean, you got to think about where I put stuff because I don't have anybody around here to help me find something I misplaced. You think that that's a silly little thing, but let me tell you, it's not when you live by yourself and you can't find your remote to the TV, you know?
Yeah.
Which was under the couch. I found it.
How did it get there? Oh, my gosh.
It fell off the stool, I guess, and I must have kicked it. And it was when I woke up in the morning, I got up into the living room and turned it on and went over to make my water, my morning water. And then I go back, I go, well, where's my remote? It was just here.
Yeah, you know, well, we don't have TV. So, well, we have a TV, but it's just like for videos and stuff. So at least that's one thing we don't have to worry about. We hardly ever watch TV, but with, the thing he seems to misplace a lot are his tools, like if he's working on the car or something, you know, I don't know if that has anything to do with his having a glass eye or it's just that he loses tools. That's just for him.
Yeah, you can misplace that too.
Yeah. So, but he always finds his way home, and that's the part that matters the most to me. Hello?
There you are, Angelica.
Yep.
How come your name is Zoom Dr. Rita Marie?
Oh, I know. I need to change that. It's because it's a team account, so I have to enter my name every time.
Oh.
Call her Zoom.
So I think it's
we'll call you Zoom.
It's not a bad nickname.
Not a bad name. All right. And Karen is here. Karen Marion and the other Lynn, the other Coach Lynn. It's going to be interesting next year, right? We have two Coach Lynns.
Lynn and Lynn Rose. I had to deal with that this year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lynn. And you know what? So she's Lynn Rose, L-R, and I'm Lynn Renee, L-R.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that doesn't work either, then.
Yeah. So many similarities. Hey, Gail.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Copycat.
Sorry, my dog.
You're good.
I can mute me.
You're good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. You look beautiful, my dear. Are you Lynn?
Oh, me?
Me? Yeah, you.
Okay. I've got what I call my humid hat hair on because, you know, it's just, it's like a helmet. It just, and I often call, and I love my hair. I'm not saying this disparagingly, but my my head grows like a mushroom because it just grows up. And the only reason I have hair down is because it just gets too heavy and it goes down. You can do. I've done your do. I didn't like it. For me, you look amazing. No, Lynn Rose, she says I can do her do. Like, it looks amazing on you. I did not.
It didn't work for you.
It did not work for me. But, you know, this is starting to get a little long. And so, pretty soon.
Well, I think you look beautiful. So there.
Thank you. I will accept and receive that.
Good girl.
All right. Well, it's shortly after. And Karen, are we going to see you or are you here to listen? Either which are fine. I just
wanted to be only here to listen.
Okay. All right.
But I did submit quite a question earlier. So.
Oh, today?
Yes. That's after 1 a.m.
Okay. The call agenda, Lynn. Yeah, there's like 5 questions. So we'll make sure that we do all those, Karen.
Yeah, I had looked at it yesterday, last night, and I hadn't seen anything yet, but I
actually forgot one item on there. So I hope I remember that.
Okay.
Okay. You want to add it now, or do you think you added it already?
No, I have not added it. I forgot it, is what I said. I can send it in somewhere.
Well, if we don't get it before the end of this call, then...
No, I know it off the top of my head. I'm just saying I can submit it somewhere. I don't know where.
You could just tell me now and I'll write it down.
Well, I would rather type it.
You'd rather type it? Okay, how about, can you private message me in the chat? Or you could email us at coaching@drritamarie.com.
I'll just send it in the chat.
Okay.
I'm just reading your questions.
Yeah.
And I would also recommend that you listen to Eva's call today. And the
I listened to part of it.
Did you? Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But I need to listen to the part that I missed.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was very good. And I just thought that would be really helpful to you in relation to the questions that you're asking. So I am not an expert on the DEXA scan, but as I read it, so this is what she's saying. Is it okay if I repeat your question?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So before we do all of that, see, I just tend to rush right in. I want to first welcome everybody to, we'll have another call next week, but as we get down to the end of this year's ERC, I'll just put in my 2 cents. That I've really enjoyed being a part of your group this year and getting to learn and grow from all of you. And it's just been a real growth year for me. And since that's the only experience I can really share, I just wanted to share that that's what mine is. And so, you know, before we really get into the nitty-gritty of these questions, I would love to hear your wins and celebrations and your thoughts as we wind down this year and just share. So who would like to go first? All right. So, Diana.
Oh, man. I knew you was going to throw a curveball. I wasn't ready for this. My biggest win is I'm still this side of the dirt. And I think that's a pretty big win. So I really wasn't expecting that. But there's been a lot of interesting growth things going on since we got through the big crisis back 6 months ago or so. And I, not only am I on this side of the dirt, I'm making tremendous progress towards regaining what I really want, which is to have my life back.
Yeah.
Full life back. Not just still breathing. I want more. I want it all.
Yeah.
That's my
thriving, not just surviving.
Right. And that was the big thing with the doctor's office visit with my husband a week and a half ago. So we're not here about disease maintenance. We're here not just about maintaining health. We're here about unstoppable health, optimal health. That's what we're here for. And we had him convinced. He went out of his way and had to write up some, do some extra research and for the insurance and stuff to get him to pay for some labs. But he did it. He took the code book out and dug till he found some codes and ordered us some extra tests that he didn't even really understand what we were wanting. No, we're after optimal. And basically, that's what we were looking for. Yeah, his A1C is fine, according to him. You know, it's 5.4. It's fine. There's no problem. No, 5.4 is too high. We want it back down in the green. And I showed him a little color chart with all the numbers and, you know, the red, green, yellow. I said, no, we're going for this green over here. We're in the yellow right.
There you go.
You know, so we're going, in fact, we're not even going for the light green. We're going up here to the top line to the green, green. That's optimal health. That's unstoppable health.
And that's I love it. And just from my perspective of talking to you at the beginning of last year when we talked about you joining, and now there is such joy in your voice. There's such a lighter, uplifting quality to your whole being. And I have truly, it's been a pleasure to watch. So thank you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to experience, especially the last few months. I really started to think I'm going to be thriving again.
Yep, exactly.
That's huge.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you to the whole team, and not just the team. I mean, the other clients in this room right now.
We are a team.
Every one of you has been an inspiration at some point when I just needed to hear somebody else's win.
All right.
You know, that the community here is one of the reasons I re-upped to do another year. I'm far from done, but I mean, I was, you know, seriously considering not doing it for financial reasons, but I can't leave right now. No. Y'all. We need to go.
Great.
For more wins. So.
That's right. And we'll be happy to watch that. All right.
What's next?
Next, Gail. I would love to hear, let's see here, I'll unmute you. Yeah, maybe. Can you unmute you?
There
you go. Perfect. Yeah. I would like to hear your win celebrations and your experience of this year.
Wow. Well, my very biggest win, I've told the group before on some call, and maybe you've heard it too. Yeah. So I did outside of the program, I did a detox that I wanted to do a year ago, detox and cleanse. And after 3 months, I'd been worrying about my brain, and I was thinking I'm getting Alzheimer's, and just, things were really looking bad. And I was still being tired and all of those things, but after 3 months, I started feeling really perkier, and my brain clicked in and came back, and my husband still can't believe it. So he has started the detox, and I can't believe I'm doing so much housework now. It's just so easy, and it's kept up. I mean, it hasn't. I have days maybe where I'm a little pokier, but than other days. But you know, I always still have way more energy than I ever had before. Well, not ever. I mean, you know, since I was a little kid. So that's like the biggest win, the biggest thing that could ever happen to me. And I was always saying, you know, I don't think there's that much wrong with me. And I've been doing the plan of Dr. Rita Marie's with the food and, you know, really working it. And this made all the difference in the world. And I'm still doing it. And I guess eventually it's supposed to weed out molds and other toxins. So I'm really happy with that. And my husband took me to see Paul McCartney a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and it was fabulous. And yeah, and life is just good. Life is just so much better. Just
love it. Great. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I also love seeing your transformation. Always have loved seeing your beautiful smile, but your smile even is just like bigger. If that's possible, it's like bigger and brighter. Thank Yahoo!
You. Thank yeah. you. Yes, that's the way I feel.
Perfect. Yep.
Feeling great.
Yeah.
And it's just such a difference. Yeah. And it can happen for everybody, everybody in the group. You know, yeah. everybody has their own way. And I understand that, and it can happen to all of us.
That's right.
That's what I'd like. Thank you. So thank you.
I would like that too. So, you know, if I could wave my magic wand, everybody would have the fairy dust sprinkles of light and laughter and joy.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you did the one by Jay Davidson, right? The detox protocol.
I'm on his right now. The first one I did was Jonathan Otto, mm-hmm. and it's called Well of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the 3-month program, but I sort of ran out of the stuff, and I hadn't really noticed anything in my poop except I'd noticed that it was pretty stinky, but I, you know, didn't think much of it. And then when I started the other pills, I guess one of the formulations is stronger in that, and I started noticing a real difference in my poop. It just totally changed. And
it's your story about the worms that was like, oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, I look at other websites. Yeah, and mine have been nothing compared to other websites. I mean, like 5 feet. Ah, my biggest was 10 inches, and
that's pretty darn big, honey.
Had to pull it out, and it was firm. It's so weird. It, you know, you can have a lot of weird stuff in your body.
Yes, ma'am.
But better out than in.
Exactly. Yeah, and. Yeah, I like him too. He has his, I've been kind of following, he has one that's on the full moon.
Oh, yes. That's what I bought. I bought the full moon stuff. And so then that's when I tried that. So my husband looked in the toilet and he went, I'm taking that stuff.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yay. So now we're all challenged to do that.
Yeah, and I can't wait to put my dog on it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for being in community with us.
And my pleasure. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. Jay, wins for you.
No, I start off the year with a continuation of the prior year, and that went along pretty well until my eye situation in January, and so it's been kind of a setback for me physically.
It's a learning opportunity, Jay.
Mentally, so I'm still trying to get my head around that, and I think I'm doing a little bit better recently mentally dealing with that. So, you know, beyond that, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I'm grateful that you're here and that you're going to be here with us again in the upcoming year, and that you are just given more chances to learn about who you are and what's going on. You know, I mean, and think about it. Our vision is both our spiritual, emotional vision as well as our physical vision. So we think about what is it that we are avoiding seeing, or we just don't plain old want to see. So and I'm saying that because I go through my own health challenges. A couple of weeks ago, I was extremely sick from my liver. And it was not a gallstone thing. It just plain old hurt. And so there are messages coming to me from my body. Our bodies are so wise, and we tend to think that we are wiser than it and try to second guess what it's telling us. And so each of these indications for us to learn more about who we are and where we fit in this whole room of things in this glorious world we live in.
The body gives off signals all the time. It's just, we've got to be able to recognize them and, you know, not let other things kind of interfere with recognizing those and then hopefully knowledgeably dealing with them.
Exactly. And that's what you learn here. So the things that I learned here, like doing the castor oil packs and enemas, helped me as I supported my physical body as it adjusted and shifted with the emotional pieces that were coming up. So it's just a fact that it laid me flat for many, many, many days. And which was another message. Oh, look, Lynn, it's time to rest. It could have been a more severe 2x4, but, you know, that's just it. We're just being invited to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see big and glorious things for you, Jay.
Well, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. Sandra, are you able to talk? Okay, so what we're doing is I'm having everybody go around because we're really getting close to the end. I know you'll still have calls with Dr. Rita Marie, but we're sharing any wins or celebrations or just experiences over this last ERC year.
It's been still an interesting journey. Every day I learn more things that I can apply. Sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. Many times I don't. It's been a little hard because I kind of plateaued at a point with my inflammation thing. So sometimes, some days I get discouraged, plus, you know, having other issues going on in my family, it's been a little trying. But I'm always able to come back up and continue.
Oh, look at that. I come back up.
Come back up, yes, like this.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
Yeah. Well, today I got my mold results from testing 3 rooms.
Yeah.
But we can
We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Right now we're just going to, I just wanted to create this space for the winds and everything. And one way to look at a plateau is as an oasis to rest. It's like, okay, you've done this work and now we're at a plateau. It's like, okay, take a breath and rest and relax, and then move forward.
Yeah.
You know? And trust that everything that is happening is for your own good, and all the blessings are already there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I do have a win.
All right.
You know, now it's the summer, and we wear sandals and whatever. So I've been dealing with some nail fungus. So I bought the best nail polish I could find that is less toxic. So I'm painting them because I couldn't see them. So actually I took one of my toes, I took the nail polish off, and there was no more crab growing.
Oh, nice.
I was like, wow, this is great. This is a nice surprise.
There you go. I like that win.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, Kathy.
Okay, hold on. Oh, no, you're already unmuted.
Yep, you were already unmuted.
Okay. I'm sorry I was a little tiny bit late, but I was at another doctor appointment and dealing with a torn meniscus and didn't know I had one. And I'm grateful he wasn't too quick to remove fluid and inject steroids. He said no. And I just went, I think I'd like to wait on that. Let's see what I can do at home. But the wins and successes over the past year was more about I got a house built and I moved. But now I've signed up to renew. I'm not at Gold Plus, I'm at Gold, but I feel good about that, and it's going to be great. And I think I can implement more of the foundation. But believe it or not, I'm signing up for the navigating the website for the new year, you know, for new people. But I thought, I think I need to sit there and see the basics and how to navigate the website, because I haven't taken the time to do that much poking around. So in the chat today, I noticed people saying the liver flush, and oh, it starts next week. Well, I don't even know about that. Is that a particular program? No.
So Monday on the FNC office hours, Isabel Yang, who's one of our coaches, she runs something called Second Heart Cleanse. And so she had the office hours was about the liver and everything. And she was,
I watched that.
Yeah. And so that's what mainly people are talking about, is they're going to be. Many people have done it many times before. Some people are signing up for the first time.
I see.
And it is an amazing cleanse.
You don't pay extra for it, or you do pay extra?
You do pay because it's hers. It's not a part of this.
Yep. Got it.
Exactly. Okay.
But as far as wins and successes, the thing that came the strongest into my mind is I'm just grateful I found Dr. Rita Marie and the team that comes with her, which is you and many other people. So I think, okay, now you know where you're at. You're with a good team. And I think my win and success was mostly getting some tests done that I wouldn't have known to ask about or for without either my personal coach or without you, Lynn, or without Dr. Rita, different parts. And then it was like, oh, there's this test and that could give some good feedback. So I feel really good that we aren't just told to go out and do all tests possible, but the test that makes sense to help you discover your layers of healing and recovery and restoring, or maybe the most urgent thing, whatever that might be. And so I'm really grateful for the format of this, in that it's like I'm with the right team that will finally customize it. This is a customizable program. And that's the part that I'm so excited that I found this, that it's customizable instead of me attending all kinds of different conferences.
Right.
But then how do I apply that to me? I go, oh, that's cool. And oh, that's cool. Well, what do I need to do? What is my story? What is my journey? What is my next step? And sometimes you never know, and you go back home and you've paid money to go to these things or listen to them. And then you don't know how to best implement it for you. So I'm grateful I'm not only with Dr. Rita Marie and the team, but that I'm going to continue and hopefully not miss so many sessions and be able to do more. Just keep discovering.
Yeah. And the sessions you make will be the ones you're supposed to be on, and they're going to be the ones that you will learn the most from.
And I don't think the other Sandy that is sometimes on calls, she said something to me or out loud on the call, a previous call, that lit up my light bulb. And I went, I need to talk to her. She said early on for her, she felt overwhelmed and chose to mostly listen to recorded calls.
Yep.
And I thought, well, Kathy, I was really stressing myself out because there are some advantages to being on a live call. And I get that. But if you're increasing your stress, how about if you get on a recorded call and when it works better for you and you can manage this? So this next year, I'm going to do a little bit better job of managing that. And I'm actually excited about that. And then also, both she and then my personal coach, Lisa Filotti, mentioned, let me help you discern. If you only had 3 hours this week to listen to programs and there were 5 programs to listen to, which 3 are the most important I listen to, or appointments that I keep? So the appointments with Rita Marie, or the small group elite goals, or my private session with my personal coach. So I'm now on a different page of helping me to prioritize.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think Gold, as well as Gold Plus, gets this with me. It's called Design Your Day.
Yes.
You know, and so that's part of what that program is about, where, you know, and it does start out in the first part of September. We'll be doing a vision board workshop.
Okay.
And there's a whole process of questions and things that we'll be doing as part of that. And the idea is, you know, this is your life. How do you want to show up?
Yes. So may I quickly ask you this? I don't think I ever did that with you for the last year.
No, I remember sending you out an email with the link. So,
So should I still do it for this last year, or just?
I would wait. I would
just
wait.
Do the new one.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, we can always do 2.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you.
It's my call. I can do what I want.
Okay. Great. Great. Thank you. And so, Gail, thank you for sharing about your journey with the energy. So I started taking notes and I thought, oh, I just need to talk to you more. So can I ask something? I don't even know how to do this and it seems silly. How do I get email addresses of these people if they're willing to share them, where I could just personally ask a couple of things sometime later? Is that okay to ask? How do you ask for someone's email address?
So you just asked her. And so you can say, send me a private message here in the chat.
Okay.
So instead of saying to everyone, Gail will say to Kathy Shackless. And then none of the rest of us will see it except for you two.
Okay.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah, that
is what these groups are about.
Oh,
we're here to support each other. So, Karen. There you go.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Well, it's kind of hard to know what to say at 1:30 a.m., but
besides
the thing that Kathy just said about prioritizing and maybe not attending so many live calls and so forth, the one thing that I noticed, and part of the reason that I've withdrawn quite a bit in the last months, is because I was finding that when I was getting on calls, or maybe getting exposed to subjects or whatever, I would be like, oh my God, do I have that too? Or, you know, like, you know, some fear-based response. So it would lead me off into like various directions, and I'd do bits of different programs, and I would be like, oh my God. But the reality of the situation is that my labs are almost always pretty spot on. So I don't think I have, I do have some unusual issues like the one that's coming up today, but they're not,
I think, in, they're not kind of mainstream ERC kind of issues. And so when I get into the middle of some of the subjects that are kind of a stretch or something, I feel like I'm starting to manufacture problems. And so instead of doing the prioritization routine that Kathy just talked about, I instead withdraw. Mm-hmm. And that's possibly not the right approach either. So that's my...
I love your awareness, though, that you are aware of your response, that you're going within. And that's an amazing reality that you are seeing for yourself, because then you get to choose.
Yes. The other thing that, and this reminds me of something you said earlier, I have had some pretty horrific things happen in the last years, including something this year that I'm still recovering from. And everybody says to me, oh my God, that's such bad luck, or that's such, you know, and I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I am happy I fell off the platform on my roof and broke my leg, because it prevented me from going down a certain path in my life that I know now, a few months later, I would have been miserable if I had, you know, success in that area. So it's like, okay, that's a pretty gigantic thing you have to go through to learn a lesson. But it was a really good lesson. Yeah. And just to go on with that for 1 second, I am in, unbelievably, a geriatric rehabilitation center. So I spend my days for the last 3 months with people that are like 30 years older than me, some of whom are quite lovely. But most everybody starts off bitching about something. This is just such a negative place. And I have started to design how I would handle a rehabilitation center or retirement community, because I think to myself, that would never happen in my retirement center or whatever. I mean, it's actually kind of amusing in a way to do that. But it's very interesting to observe and be part of something you wouldn't normally be part of.
Yeah.
So this is all part of my learning.
I love that. My husband, and I understand, my husband is a nurse in a nursing home, which is much like what you're, so I can't even go there anymore, because it just for me is too depressing, especially when I see what they feed them.
That's why I turn my room into a kitchen.
Yes.
I don't eat their food.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it. So you can come back to Iowa, and you and I will work on your rehab center, and my husband will be that most lovely and glorious of nurses. And
that sounds excellent.
There you go. I love
it. Very, very good. Uh-huh.
We got it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So Lynn Rose, I would love to hear your juicy eyebrows. I would love to hear from a coach's perspective what you see. That I, you know, waited on tables most of my life. I always ask people questions when their mouth is full. How's your food? I would love to hear from your perspective what this last year has meant for you as a coach. Let's see. I can't unmute you.
There.
Okay. There you go.
Sorry, I was sucking on ice.
Ah.
Yeah. I had a great time. Susan and I really enjoyed the group we had. Aside from the couple that really never made the meetings, you know, I was sad about that. But I saw so much progress in the people who did. And, you know, Sandra and Diana were here. And John and Claudia. So I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to next year. I know, hopefully I'm going to get Diana again. I don't know who else might be on board, but we'll see how that goes.
Yep. Thank you. And I've loved watching you as you grow into your coaching skin. So this next year is going to be equally lovely to watch.
Well, I'm molting.
I love it.
Comment, quick comment.
Yes.
Maybe this year we can have small group meetings away from Dr. Rita Marie's.
Yes.
Because for me it was like
that. Oh yeah. Yes. So just so you know, I did pass along the link for so when you guys sign, we've got the links, the Google Calendar that's all set up for the when the FNC groups are. And so I passed it along to her assistant so that when she's scheduling calls, I said, you need to make sure that we do not schedule calls during these people.
I did it fine the first few months. I don't know what happened those last three or four months.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I miss a bunch of meetings, unfortunately. Yeah.
No, yeah. Well,
it's, well, you still made calls. You were a participant in that.
Yeah.
There are a couple of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I haven't heard anything yet about if we're going to have the same time. I mean, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what you submitted.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't gotten anything back to know anything about anything yet, so.
Okay, well, and we'll talk about that tomorrow when during the orientation call as well. But when you go to your, under, I believe it's resources. You'll see both the bio page as well as possibly. If you filled out your getting to know you form, you should see the small group coaching time selection. But, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And my bad. I just assumed since you said this is when we'd like to do it, you do. That's what I'd give you. So, as most of you know, I'll be transitioning away from working with Dr. Rita Marie in these admin roles. And I'll just be doing some coaching, and Angelica is going to be she's going to be connecting the dots between Dr. Rita Marie and your ERC program. So do you want to share a little bit more about that, Angelica?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've already been on some of the calls and, and now, you know, Lynn is kind of making it official that starting in the next year, 2019-2020, she will be out of the admin role because she's so brilliant at this, which is coaching and motivating and visioning. And so I'll be stepping in and sort of filling her shoes. I'll be like managing your notes. I'll be managing all your guys' lab tests you order through Dr. Rita Marie. So I'll just be here for all your resources, anything you need.
Yeah. And, you know, she may be calling you up from time to time to check in with you. And so, you'll get to know her real well and get to love her like she's young enough to be one of my kids. So, what can I say? Love her like one of my kids. You will start to see some shifts and changes this next year. So just know that that will be happening.
If we have a lab test we want to get ordered that we can't otherwise get on our own, we just contact you directly, Angelica?
Well, you would still order through the lab panel, and then Angelica takes, where Scott used to do that, Angelica's the one who's going to do that, and she's really
like a Dutch, good. For example, like a Dutch test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they can order it through Dr. Rita Marie's site, and then like I'll manage everything from that point forward. So after we you place the order, pay, then you know I'll make sure you get your results and everything. And so just it's good that we have it, you know, all in. That I get to know you guys as people, and I also know what labs you're ordering. That way, that we make sure it's timely and that you have everything you need for all these calls. So,
right, right. She's going to be very. She's. I've already seen her very diligent at making sure that you get your labs in a timely manner, that they're uploaded into your Google Drive folder, and she's just really right on it.
So I sent in a Dutch test about a week ago. So. How long does that normally take to hear back from? I'm not sure who I'm going to hear back from. I kind of forgot.
So the lab should be, they usually process things in like 7 to 10 business days, sometimes more though. So I would guess just like give it a 2-week buffer for when you submit your kit in. And I keep track of every test we've ever ordered. So if you did indeed order it through us, then I check regularly to check back with the lab and, you know, I stay on top of it and make sure that we get your results.
This one came as a bonus.
It was a bonus? It doesn't matter. As long as it doesn't matter, it'll still come through us. So how long ago did you send it in to the lab, I mean?
A week ago on Monday.
Okay, so yeah, let's give it a little more time. And I'll check it right now. And I'll let you know if we
have it. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. I think that was it in terms of, you know, just kind of celebrating everything and that type of thing. And so both Karen and Diana had submitted some questions, but I want to make sure, did anybody else have any more quick questions or anything that we can support you on or we can support each other on? No? Okay. So I'm going to go look at what Karen submitted first. And so, and I think this can be helpful for all of us here. You know, first of all, we all have bones and we're doing everything we can to make sure our bones and our skeletal structure carries us forward. So this is really important for us to understand about the things that happen in terms of testing and the foods we eat and the things that we do. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. And because sleep is an important part of your bones. So Karen says, I just had a DEXA scan as a result of my leg fracture. I was shocked with a T score of 3.1 and a Z score of 4.4 in my hip. This is the hip that had multiple fractures in 2013. And that's when you had that car accident, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've also had multiple periods of enforced inactivity. So I have had limited exercise, weight-bearing exercise, especially on the left side. They pushed bisphosphonate drugs, and I refused them. Question number one related to this. I'm interested in the article you reference in the Eating for Bone Health transcript that relates to drugs that might be recommended and or pushed. It was the drritamarie.com go/save your bones. The Save Your Bones website is just a really plain old wonderful website. And anything by Dr. Susan Brown. She also did at least one radio show. She did one radio show with Dr. Susan Brown, but she also did a couple of other radio shows when she was doing radio shows on bones. So definitely go.
Those are there.
Pardon?
Those are there.
They should be there, but if you even just go to, if you Google Dr. Rita Marie and bones,
okay,
that particular
link that I supplied is not working.
That's because there's there's to be a slash between the go and the save.
Oh, then it's not right in the transcript, but that's okay.
That is entirely possible.
Okay.
So we should make a note of that, right?
If anybody else needs it. Okay, that's a small point.
Yeah. So I'd like facts to go back to the doctor and discuss why I won't take them. So so part of your question, if I understand you correctly, is that you need to make sure that link is working.
Yes? Well, I just wanted to reference the information because they were amazed that anybody would basically refuse because of having such a bad osteoporosis score. And I said, you've not explained anything about the drugs to me, anything about how they interact with anything else, side effects, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, I just don't believe this is the only alternative. Mm. And because I've spent so much time now with lots of people who just take whatever they're given, and I don't take anything, so I won't do that. And they were alarmed by that. Then I came back here and I started reading about that category of drugs. And I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And then, of course, I read the Eating for Bone Health document and got a somewhat more information on it. But then she mentioned that very specific like drug name. And I thought, okay, I've got to get these extra details and then I'll go back and talk to them.
Right.
But I'll do that.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just looking here to see bone health. Because even when I put that slash in there, that still didn't work. So okay. I'm just going to take a really quick look and see if I can't figure it out quickly.
I'm looking as well.
Yeah. Thank you. Because we want to make sure you get that. But also you want to go to Save Your Bones, anything, like I said, by Susan Brown and take a look at that type of stuff. Also, you might also want to talk with Karen Osborne.
Oh, I saw her mother being referenced in that material.
Well, she herself, had some. She was basically run over by a dog. Now that sounds kind of funny, but what that means is, she was like you. Oh, I see what the link is. Okay, so the link is here.
Is it Eating for Bone Health? It looks like a turquoise or teal page. Is that what you see?
It's drritamarie.com/go/save-our-bones.
Oh, try that.
Yeah. So here. Where is that?
But anyway, you were saying Karen Osborne had.
So she's actually developed a whole system now with bones. And so I would definitely contact her to see what she did to build her bone structure. She has this down to a science.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that is particularly interesting is that this is later in my set of questions that where I reference, I have been eating pretty much dead on target this everything recommended by this particular program. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? And this is why I go back to, is it because of having these accidents and some other things that are problematic? But then when you look at lab results and like vitamin D levels and calcium levels and no weird thyroid things, it's kind of like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And then I have to start looking at other things that are not recommended by Dr. Rita Murray. Like some of the Weston A. Price recommendations for like raw milk and things like this, that I have this other set of people saying, you really need to do a lot of bone broth and, you know, raw milk and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't had any of this stuff for ages. So like, where do I even go? And who do I believe?
Right. Well, so my first thought for you is to believe yourself. You know, ask yourself, what is it my body needs? All this information that we give you, that you get from these people, that's what it is. It's information that they've gleaned and garnered and learned. And then it's like, but how does this work for me?
Well, and this is what I wouldn't know unless I tried it.
Well, you know, I guess I'm a big fan of muscle testing.
Well, I do that too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, so as you ask your body, it's like, well, should I take this medication? Okay, my body just like went, what? So I don't know if that was for me or you, but my body just went way back. So, but that's what you need to do for yourself and trust yourself that you know the answer to that. Yes, it is Lynn Rose. Lynn Rose's third eye is glowing. It's like, well, you know what? In a way, Karen's is too. She's got, you know, and then she's got her whole crown chakra opening up there. There you go.
Okay. But,
so that's my first thought to you is to ask yourself, what do you need?
Right.
And I think it's actually no coincidence that Eva did this call today because it reminded me of the importance of NATO.
Okay.
And so again, review that, but see if you can get some NATO.
Okay. I will do that.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. So, well, he's now like, what, 27? So when my son was like maybe 10, he had been beat up by some boys pretty severely and broken his arm. I had a whole system of things I put together because he had to have surgery and everything as well. You know, and it started in the beginning with the Hypericum and the Symphantum and all those other homeopathics, but then went on and did some herbals as well as the vitamin and mineral supplementation. And you know, doing a lot with the nettles and the horsetail and the different silica and bone building foods. You know, and so I'm just giving you general information.
Right.
You know, but you have to decide for yourself what is it that is best for you. I mean, I know you pretty well, but there's still other questions that I would ask you. And
that approach makes sense. The one thing that's kind of like overlaying that was my question, which I think I wrote up in there. Is there ever a score that's so bad on a DEXA score that Dr. Rita Marie would say, well, you should probably take medicine? Or I was wondering, is if it's really like the ultimate bad, can you still reconstitute your bones and get over this purely by food, exercise, and lifestyle stuff?
Definitely. You know, there are times when for certain acute cases, I'm not sure that you're there. I think, you know, one of the things you talked about, and again, I'm not a doctor. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sharing my thoughts. You know, you were referencing the things that have happened with your accident.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break something, right? If you break a glass, a dish, whatever, and you weld it back together, it's going to be weak. It's not going to be necessarily as strong as it was before. So that's something to take into consideration moving forward. And, you know, moving forward is a key piece here for you, right?
Yeah.
And on an emotional level. And that's another piece to bring through. Again, our bodies are amazing. We limit the capacity it has for repair. I'm a really big believer in visualization. That pretty much anything can happen. So as you do all these things, you were talking about, then I listen to this program and think, oh my goodness, do I have it? Well, I'm not encouraging you to go to that extent. I'm encouraging you to continue to read and learn, and then see yourself from a place of love within yourself. Wow, isn't this interesting? Is this something I need to know or help me right now? And trust yourself that you know the answer with that. So as you eat some of the greens, as you take some of the supplements, you know, as you listen to Eva, she was sharing the different parts again of with vitamin D2 and the different vitamin K forms. Right. You know, some of them you only can get through animal foods, but you can also get them through supplementation. And so, so find out what is it your body needs. And this is where, because you're asking some great questions. All of us here were taught to ask questions. So as you're asking yourself this question, does my body need natto? And it might go, yes. Like my body just went, yes. So does my body need natto yesterday? No. Nope. Does it need it today? Yes. Will I continue to need it? Yes. I'm going to hit my computer. And so ask specific questions. Because you might get a no, you didn't need that, but now you do. So does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. That does make sense. I can't recall what other things I may have asked in that long ramble.
You have my labs, your D, calcium, thyroid, etc. But nothing terribly unusual in my results, which is why I'm wondering whether it was prior. So my feeling all goes back time-wise, because we know that this was a pivotal time for you with that accident. And it's almost like your body is saying, we're not complete there.
Okay.
This is a year, this is a time of completion cycles. So as you look at that and ask what lessons you're supposed to be learning, continue to support yourself with everything you're learning through that eating for bone health. My gut reaction, again, I'm not a doctor, is not to do the medication, at least right now. But that's just me. Ask yourself, trust yourself.
Right.
Because what do your bones do? They ground you. They connect you to the ground, to the earth, to who you are.
Right.
So you are being asked to trust yourself.
Okay.
And I don't mean to be vague. I'm sitting here listening to myself going, well, you know, that's pretty vague there, Lynn. But I feel like that's what's more important for you to hear more than any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
And this is a great time for you to be doing that. And I apologize for anybody who thinks I'm really off the bubble here. So let's see how... It would be Thursday, probably closer to afternoon for you. There is a full moon. And it's a great time for releasing, right? So release an attachment to a particular outcome, but also embrace what's best for you. Embrace the embrace the gifts that are already there for you. All your blessings are already there for you. So release anything that might be hiding that. Okay. Yeah. It's a great time for, and I was sharing this on the, I think it was the FNC call. So this particular full moon is calling us to, so again, I apologize for being a little out there. It's in the sign of Aquarius, and the Aquarius is an air sign. So mm-hmm. It's asking us to embrace this part of ourself, this part that connects to Heavenly Father and to our essence and our spirit. And if you, most people think it's a water sign because it's carrying this jug of water, but the jug of water represents the burdens of the world. Oh. And as we release that, we are releasing it to the divine to be transmuted and changed and neutralized so it will no longer hurt people. You are, and so it's an act of service that as we do this, you're helping yourself in the world. Okay. So anyway, this is a great opportunity to take this time and learn this part about yourself.
Okay. Well, that is interesting.
Sorry.
And very, it's always very thought provoking.
Well, I agree. I am not an expert on this. I just find it fascinating because I've seen how it kind of shifts our perspective, and can, bring us closer to healing. And I was just looking up because I'm taking some courses on what's called medical astrology. And each of the signs has an effect on our body. And so I'm looking up. Okay. Oh, you're going to love this. Maybe not. So the effects of Aquarius on the moon is if you're prone to arthritis, so anything to do with your legs, anything to do like varicose veins or your arteries, circulatory difficulties, so pay attention. So again, pay attention to your circulation. So, yeah.
Okay.
And be careful with your stress. So do what you can to sleep well. You're doing a great job with your food. If you can get any fresh air, that would be lovely.
I do every day.
Excellent. You're well on your way.
And so how often, if one had this problem and decided to sort of treat oneself, how often would it be recommended to see if you're making progress?
Well, you can do it a couple of ways. One is through the assessments Dr. Reed Marie has on her site.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I, you know, you're kind of in a special, unique situation right now. I would say even once a week.
Oh.
I would do it once a week right now for about the next couple of months. Just check in, do the assessment, because you're making these exponential shifts. You know, you've been there for a while, and you're making these exponential shifts for yourself. To it's like you're almost at that precipice point, and to get you out of there.
Right. Oh, yes. Part of the reason I asked the question, by the way, is that these bisphosphonate or whatever they're called drugs, they told me the other day that I had to take them for 5 years. And in 5 years, I would have another test done, and they would determine whether or not the drugs made an impact. And And this whole conversation was in Dutch. And I basically said, I screamed at them. And I said, that is in English. That is the most illogical thing I have ever heard. I am absolutely not doing that. I'm not going to be your experiment for 5 years. So anyway, that was the context for that question.
Perfect. And so you're a teacher to them as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're doing some great things. Stay the course. Listen to yourself. Yes. Just ground yourself in the knowledge of that. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for bringing this up. I think we've all probably learned a little bit of something here.
Well, hopefully nobody else has these these kinds of statistics to have to deal with.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I did learn so much from that contribution. And it's just, so much of our medical system is based on fear. And
yeah.
That's why it's so important to, like Lynn said, ask yourself. That's all I have to say. Fear creates vibrations, energies in our body that are just even worse. And no matter how many drugs they throw at you.
Yes. I completely agree with that.
Yeah. And I can't wait for you to come back to Iowa.
I'll be there in December.
Okay, so will I.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So let me know, and I'd love to connect with you and your sister. And
that sounds very good.
Good plan. All right. Yes, okay. Stay off the treadmill. Diane. All right. Well, I know it's late there, so you're obviously welcome to stay with us, but I want to
hang on for a while.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Diana actually had shared something as well, which there's actually some similarity in here. We're talking about minerals and so forth. And so Diana had shared her, go back up here, her hair mineral test. And I had it pulled up, but then I had to reboot.
Oh, okay. Here, I can send you the link in the chat.
Let's see if I've got it still. Yeah, it just is like, it had all pulled up. Let me see here.
It's down at the bottom, Lynn.
Yep.
Yep. Sort of.
Yeah. And then, Diana, is it okay if I share screen share?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep. Go right ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. There we go. Okay. Maybe. There we go. All righty. So we will do a screen share. Now, I also want it known that I am not an expert in hair analysis. I have taken a course on it, and so I went back and again looked at my notes. And so if you haven't ever done, I've had my own done, so I use some of that information as well, and I'd love to hear what Dr. Rita Marie has to say. So this is what this looks like. And let's see. Yeah. All right. So I one also, I'm going to stop this share because I what I did is making my notes. I wish I knew how to like do different, a different type of the screen share.
This is what it looks like.
There you go. Thank you. So we'll you'll do that and I'll do the other piece, right?
Oh, sure.
What the heck? Let's see. Open. There we go. So I made a, I hope I didn't lose it. Maybe I didn't save it.
Uh-oh.
Unsaved document.
Now you really got to wing it.
Yeah. Well, I admit, no, what I'd done was I had taken a couple of the tables from some of my stuff.
Okay.
But I'm not seeing it here. Buggers, buggers. Well, all right. Well, anyway, so what I was going to say is that, okay, so hair analysis. So blood generally looks at blood chemistry. Hair analysis looks more at tissue physiology and is actually a more longer term picture. Mm-hmm. For the toxic minerals, it most likely means the mineral is coming from some source that is not healthy for you. And then you see on there the ratios and amounts of various minerals that are important in interpreting the results. And let's see, maybe I'll just do this real quick here. Because I have a table here that I thought you would find interesting. Because homeschooling mom Lynn never stops teaching people. okay. Yeah. And no, I'll do this. So, did that make sense though with what I just said about why you want to look at the different pieces? You know, blood is good for part of it, but you want to look at, you just want to look at hair for more of that longer term piece of things. Why is this not?
Kind of like looking at your glucose when you poke your finger and test it versus an A1C
right.
3 months.
Exactly. Exactly.
It gives you the last 2 or 3 months worth overall. So exactly. Where you might completely miss it in a blood or urine if it's not there at that moment.
Right. Exactly. And so if you haven't ever done a hair mineral test, know that it's something that can give you more information, right?
Mm-hmm. In my case, I was interested in doing it because of all the heavy duty toxins that I've been exposed to.
And as we all have, right?
Yeah, we all have. We have no clue what we've been exposed to, but I worked in a sign shop and I know I was exposed to some very toxic stuff. They used to do 24-hour urine tests once a year to make sure that we weren't accumulating too much whatever they were looking for. They told it was just lead they were worried about. But no, the paints and solvents and things that I was working with are deadly. Absolutely. Yeah. And I had some pretty severe exposures. So I was very interested in doing this because I wanted to find out. I mean, I've been detoxing for 30 years. To try and clear this out. And I wanted to see how successful has all my sacrifice been. Because, you know, when you do these detoxes, you don't really know, are you actually getting this stuff? Unless you do a follow-up test. And since I really didn't have anything to go by, that was what I was looking for. Did it do any good? I was absolutely delighted, surprised, and very happy with the toxic stuff, for sure. Right. And then the essential right. minerals were also kind of a shock because I was low on some things that surprised me. So things that I'm actually taking and evidently not enough and and some other surprises. So anyway, I was hoping that, you know, we could get some of Dr. Rita Marie's input on this and whatever you can
absolutely
do. Great.
And I'll just share what I have, and I will love to hear what she has to share when it's her turn.
Fantastic.
So this is one of the courses I took was with somebody named Paul Eck. And so this is something I thought you might find interesting because you had some of these ratios in your results.
Yep.
So, you know, so we have the calcium magnesium and there's the ratio that they were suggesting. And so if it's greater than 10 or less than 3.3, that means you have poor blood sugar handling. So you're looking at either diabetes or hypoglycemia. So again, the minerals in your hair are showing something with your blood sugar. You know, and this one is showing your thyroid. Again, if it's over 4 point, or if it's over the ratio of 4 to 1, your hypothyroid. If it's under, your hypothyroid.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Right? And because I know you had some of them, again, and I'll share that again in just a moment, but you know, we'll just review this a little bit so that when we go back and look at your labs, maybe this will make a little more sense. Then we've got the sodium and magnesium, which I know was an issue for you. Again, that's your adrenals.
No, surprise, okay. Surprise.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
No surprise so there.
If it's over 4 to 1 ratio, you have overactive adrenals. If it's under a 4 to 1 ratio, you have adrenal fatigue.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not what I expected.
Yeah.
Now, but it's showing over? Wow, okay.
And yeah, this is just according to the instruction I received. Okay. So, again, and I encourage people to do their own work on it. So you got your zinc and copper here, and that's your genital urinary system. Okay. So you want it to be at an 8 to 1 ratio, and it less or greater than that, you'll have a reproductive hormone imbalance. Okay. All right. And my brain is okay. So your calcium protein here, again, that's your protein. If it's over 2.5 to 1 ratio, that means you have inadequate protein. If it's less than, it's your breakdown.
Okay.
Your catabolism. All right.
I saw the ranges at the bottom, but with the ranges they have on this sheet, it looked like
are different. Yeah, I noticed that. That's why I thought, well, I'll just share some of what I've learned.
Yeah.
And
can you copy that and like pop it into a document?
It is it's in a Word doc right now.
Okay.
So I can see about sharing that. And then this is another one. The normal levels for the 4 most abundant minerals in the body. Okay.
Okay.
So there's your calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium. Right. And so if a person has all 4 of these minerals at normal levels, their thyroid and adrenal glands will be able to supply them with maximum amounts of energy. Unfortunately, very few individuals in this country have mineral levels like these.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's your normal.
Yeah.
All right. So if it's out of balance, that's when you're going to start having those issues.
Yeah.
And again, like this has to. Yep. And this, yes, I noticed that. And again, this is why.
The other two are on the opposite side of the graph. So.
Right. And this is why I was saying, so, you know, blood is a different chemistry than hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a snapshot of that moment. Your hair is your right. tissue, and it has a longer sharing of what's going on within you.
Everything was in the green range for the electrolytes over the last time period. It's not.
Right.
It's the fatigue a lot.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so what I studied with, he's passed away since Dr. Paul Eck, but he's determined that certain ratios relate to fast and slow oxidative ideas. And so that is just another additional meaning to when we talk about metabolic typing. Mm-hmm. So, and I think you'll find this interesting. A slow oxidizer has high calcium and magnesium with low sodium and potassium. A fast oxidizer has low calcium and magnesium with high sodium and potassium. You know, and of course, then there's various combinations of these. So then you have a mixed oxidizer. So the ideal ratios of various minerals are depicted on your results of your hair analysis. So for example, when sodium is high, it most likely is due to high aldosterone because of adrenal stress. Mm-hmm. And aldosterone causes inflammation, whereas cortisol is anti-inflammatory. Again, we're talking about with your hair. So both have adrenal origin.
Okay.
So if the sodium is high in the hair, it's most likely it means weak adrenals and not because you're eating too much salt. And so then in contrast to that, a low sodium potassium ratio indicates more chronic stress, meaning a higher cortisol secretion in when you're in those exhaustive stages of stress.
Sounds like my Dutch test.
Well, yeah.
Up here at night, yeah, and down here in the daytime.
Yeah. Well, and that's your chronic stress. So your high sodium potassium ratio, where you have more sodium in a slow oxidizer, may also reflect a hidden copper toxicity.
It's pretty perfect, right in the middle.
Well, there was something in there about copper.
Yeah, it's down in the chart there was, but the copper is dead center, just the dot right dead center in the middle. So I couldn't quite figure out.
I read something in there. Well, and the other piece to that is cadmium, mercury, nickel, and maybe even aluminum or manganese.
Yeah.
And iron toxicity can cause a high sodium-potassium ratio.
Yeah.
Zinc lowers sodium and raises potassium. Magnesium may be involved in the balance. A high sodium-potassium ratio may mean kidney stress as well. A low ratio may be associated with a weak immune system.
Oh, there you go.
Where, you know, so if you have a high ratio, it's an autoimmune problem. So, you know, you want to look at your overall health picture. And just in general for people here, if you do it or if you've done it, it's common to see high aluminum in the hair. And some of that is because of, you know, beverages in aluminum cans, aluminum containing antacids, antiperspirants, baking powder, drying agents in salt, and other products like that, processed cheese, bleached flour. Not that any you guys are doing that. Although it does stay in the hair for a while. Fluoridated water can increase leaching of aluminum from aluminum pots and pans. And the other part of the reason this is important is because aluminum blocks the action potential of, or the electrical discharge of nerve cells. And so this means it can reduce intestinal activity. And so this can contribute to memory loss, loss of coordination, confusion, dementia. And interestingly, this can be made worse by kidney dialysis. And so some of the things to watch for is if you've got headaches, colic, dry skin, flatulence. I don't think you had a problem with iron, but again, just in general, if you have low hair iron, it's not necessarily a lack of dietary iron, but rather, you know, your stomach acid, your low bioavailability. And this is really important with iron because you want to make sure, you want to be aware of getting too much iron, especially as we get older. A low copper may mean low calcium and magnesium, and so then you'll most likely have connective tissue problems. and maybe some neurotransmitter or immune system problems. Manganese is needed for sugar metabolism, as well as your tendon and ligament function. And so I was thinking of some of this with Karen, and then your thyroid activity. Zinc is needed for protein synthesis, your vision, your digestion, your prostate, your skin, your hair, your nails, your immune support. You know, it's like one of those things you need, you just need. Chromium is for your sugar and carbohydrate metabolism. I think that was okay though, wasn't it?
Which one?
Chromium, or was that a little?
No, I'm low on that.
That was low, I was going to say.
Yeah, and I'm taking the polynicotinate
okay.
today, but I never did get that fourth dose in to get it to 800.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the red, so.
Yeah.
On the wrong side of the graph. So I've already.
On the other side, yeah. So, and then again, that's your bioavailability, right? Your stomach acid.
Yeah, and we're still working on all of that. We're fighting that H. pylori, so.
Right.
We got to be real.
That little sucker gets in the way.
Yeah. He likes to make the stomach acid a little neutral. That's where he's comfortable.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's part of my problem, but we've got to be careful we don't disturb him again. He gets even.
Yes, he does. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still playing with all of the digestive enzymes and things. So, yeah, that was an interesting one. One of the things I found kind of interesting was the molybdenum, because I've been taking those the Seeking Health molybdenum drops. I've been taking one drop a day, and here I'm right at rock bottom on it. So we needed probably a little bit more of that.
Well, I would take more, but again, you want to make sure that your body's receiving it, because again, we're looking at hair, and hair has to do with your tissues versus your blood. So your tissues need to be receiving it.
Yeah. Well, the one drop I was taking, it had no taste. It was like water. And you know, that was the first indication. Well, it just says to take one drop, and really didn't, you know, see any obvious signs to take more of it. It's like, well, how much do we need to increase it by? And she says, oh, probably by, you know, 20 times what you're taking. And she says, but that's not going to be effective with drops. So I said, well, why don't I just increase it until I can taste it? And so that was the taste test. We did that instead. And at five drops, I could taste it.
Okay.
So we're going to stick with five drops for a while and see what goes on.
Yeah, good idea.
That's part of that body testing again. Appearance.
The body bio. Yeah.
Going to sleep yet. That's where, you know, you can sit there and do all the calculations you want to, but the idea is to test your body, and know what it is that you're looking for. And with these minerals, and especially in the liquid form, that taste is a real clue.
Yes, it is. You notice it, don't you?
Yeah. Then. You know, one of the other things is, you know, I'm always about food and herbs and finding something that I have growing in my yard to, you know, fulfill, like, for example, the iron. As finally got my iron numbers are actually, you know, up where they're supposed to be, the ferritin's down where it's supposed to be, and we're happy campers. And it's all done with the weed growing in my yard that I turned into tincture and medicine. And I adjust that as I go every day. You know, some days I forget all about it. Other days I'm grabbing it and going, no, I need some more, and I'll take two dropperfuls.
There you go.
You keep it around two dropperfuls, but you know, like I say, there's days when I don't need it, and I just walk right past the cupboard that's got the bottle.
There you go. That's exactly what we're talking about, right? Trusting that you know what you need.
Exactly. I had a bone thing, if I had a broken bone or any kind of a tissue or muscle injury, I'd be heading out the back door looking for my comfrey, the alfalfa. Mm-hmm. The horsetail, all the things that grow within my hand, my reach.
Yeah.
The ones I'm going to be trying first. In fact, on the counter right now is something that lives every day in my smoothies. I went out and grabbed some alfalfa that grows wild in my yard, and I dried it and crushed it, and I've got a good full winter supply of it, and now it's going in my smoothie every day.
There you go.
So, and the horsetail will be harvested soon. In the fall, we'll go out and harvest a bunch of that. My friend has a creek that runs through her place. and
oh, I love it.
Those wild, lots of watercress on the way out. We'll go harvest rose hips, wild rose hips, and so I'm first about going out and finding what I can. So these are really, really interesting things. One of the things that I was also interested in is the toxic metals, because we are on a well, and our well gets tested because it's a community well. And that one came up in the earlier talk yesterday, was it, or today? Anyway, and we found that there is uranium naturally occurring. It's not a nuclear reactor or anything. Naturally occurring uranium in our water. And it only showed up in one test, but in the town water that's a little further up the road, they're pretty high on it, and several other toxic ones. But that was interesting because that one did show up on the toxic screen. So I know where that one came from. So I may be pulling out my Berkey, although I haven't really needed to do it for any other reason. That's a real interesting one.
Yeah. So, and then I'm trying to, let's see. Let me go back here and look at it again. Here, I'll share this again. Okay, so here we go again. So there's, like you said, there's your molybdenum, and the lithium.
Yep.
You know, that's really good for brain. So
that was another big surprise.
Actually, I was surprised at that too.
I had to put my son on that when he came home from Iraq. He was suffering from PTSD, and they've been using that with a lot of vets, and finding that just very, very small doses of that will cure the PTSD.
It amazing? Yeah.
And that got him through a rough spot, and he's not even taking it anymore, but I still had a bottle of it, so I just went and grabbed it. I'm taking one a day. I think that's part of my cheerful attitude the last few days. I'm also better. So, you know, that was a big surprise.
Yeah. So, you know, and I knew you'd been working on your electrolytes as well. And that's part of that, especially in terms of your adrenal fatigue and so forth. So,
those ratios are real interesting now that you've kind of explained them a little bit. Those top four numbers right there is that four that you showed on the graph. And they're definitely not well balanced.
Right. Well, and it's not necessarily, like I was saying, because of the elements themselves. It's simply showing where to work within your body, with your adrenal glands especially.
Yeah.
Which is related to your electrolytes.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah.
It does tend to make things a little bit more clear that, there's definitely adrenal stuff going on. And it isn't just, you know, one thing or another. There's a lot of different systems interacting here that are affecting a lot of different things. So.
Exactly.
Fascinating stuff.
It is.
So Lynn, you know, looking at...
I understand you much better if I can get familiar with the way you talk. I need your permission to help.
Lynn, I was looking at, so like on the lithium that you had there a minute ago, part of it, it's stretched across a red zone, a yellow zone, and a green zone. That seemed kind of, and there were like three or four of them like that.
Right. So
how do you interpret that?
So it's in the red zone. So but let's see here, I'll share it again so you can see the actual number. Okay, so see here, there's the actual number. It's less than 0.01, less than 0.004, less than 0.003. So.
Oh, these are percentiles. Okay, I misread.
No, these aren't percentiles.
No, I mean over on the right side.
Oh, yes, sorry.
And I was misreading that. I thought those were, I couldn't see the top. I couldn't see the top of the chart.
Oh, sorry.
I see that now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's a great question, though. Thank you.
Never mind.
No, It made complete sense. Yeah. So has anybody here done a hair analysis?
I did, and the one that I did had a lot of interpretive. It must have had like 6 or 7, maybe 10 pages.
Yeah, and this one did too. I'm just one of those people who likes to know for myself. Kind of like we're learning through Dr. Rita Marie, just because one lab gives you one interpretation doesn't mean that's exactly everything. And so that's just why I like to do that. But so, you know, if you've had one and you want to bring them to the next call, it would be great to, you know, compare them and see how the different ones, what you can learn from each one. And I'd love to hear what Dr. Rita Marie has to say about it. I do know maybe 2-3 years ago, one of our NEPT students / coaches, many you may remember him, Jamie Johnson, he's from the UK, he did a presentation at Shine on hair analysis. And, you know, if that's something that interests you, I'm assuming Dr. Rita Marie wouldn't mind sharing that with you guys so you can hear what he had to share about hair analysis, because I know he and I would talk about it because I learned from him, as well as where to study more some of what I've been learning. So Lynn Rose, have you done hair mineral analysis testing or learned anything about that?
I don't know a whole lot about it. I had one done about 3 months ago, something like that. But all lab work is at that moment. It doesn't really, it seems like you could do it a week later to be different. So I don't always trust.
Well, definitely with blood.
Yeah.
But this is more tissue related.
Well, what my concern as well is that it's showing what's being excreted, but that doesn't say what's being absorbed.
Right. And that's why I was saying some of these numbers can be high or short. But it really, when you look at it in ratio and in balance, it's actually showing you, like you said, you're just not absorbing it.
Right.
That's why the numbers are the way they are. At least that's what I learned.
There's a pathway that's not allowing it to leave.
Exactly.
Like with the urine
out. Because it's tissue related.
Yeah. It's just like the urine test, you know, until they do a challenge, some people don't excrete. So they don't always show high on something until they do a challenge. So you have to... You know, there's so many ways to look at a lab work and the doctor.
Exactly.
All the genetics involved too.
Yep, exactly.
You put all those pieces together though, and you can start, you know, looking at these ratios and stuff down here at the bottom. I bet there's a lot more information in that little box down there at the bottom of the page than there is in the whole rest of the graphs.
Right. And it's information. It's information for you to ask yourself, what can I do about it to help? So, you know, it's what can I do about it, not because you're broken or need to be fixed, but how to help you be more of what you want to be as you go along the path. How can I function better? How can I be there more for people? So I just want to make sure that people realize as you look at labs, it's not because you're broken. You don't need to be fixed. You're already a wonderful, whole human being.
Well, there's so many docs, too, that they just see a low or a high thing and they just plug in the things. And that's not the way to treat anybody. We're not, machines.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Totally agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is all just information to help to put some more of those pieces of the puzzle together. And, you know, really to target, peel all the layers of the onion all the way back to the beginning.
You got to step back and look at the whole picture instead of just focusing on a lab.
Right. Exactly.
Even in the hospitals and nurses and everything else, they look at machines.
I that kind of a crappy hair analysis test just for fun.
Do what?
It's called Check My Body Balance or something like that.
Okay.
I was looking at the email Groupon and they had a special. So, okay, let's do it. And so you send out a piece of hair, and they show what sensitivities they think you have. And actually, I posted on my folder. You want to see it, you can look at it.
That was what you were talking about, where they were telling you some food sensitivities that were different than what the Viome test was
That's
telling.
That's right, yes.
Oh, wow. Wow, awesome people, huh?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting, all the different things that are out there. But again, it comes back to it's information that you get to decipher for your own body.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at that and you're like, yeah, my body's saying, I think you're nuts, I'd be listening to your body.
Like when the nurses in the ICU, they just look at the machines and they don't look at the patient.
No. Yeah, there were some things that made sense, but others, I don't know.
There you go. Yes, you do know.
Mm-hmm.
we do know. I just, again, I hope if you take anything out of this year, of this last year of ERC, it's that you are empowered and you do know. And don't let no one tell you any different. Okay? Gail.
There was also one little point I was going to say. One of the reasons I wanted to do this hair sample test is my parents were rebels, and they always went to naturopaths and never went near medical doctors. My parents, as adults, lived in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s. We're talking a long, long time ago. And the naturopath that they went to had a machine. She said he was a naturopath. They had a machine, and they always would take a hair sample. And they would put the hair sample in the machine, and then the machine would give them the chemical analysis, and they would, you know, take minutes. Their medicine would basically be, you know, minerals and vitamins. So now this particular naturopath also had a machine that he used when they were ill and needed to be fixed. It was called a Rife machine. And that's what they used in the 30s and the 40s. Mm-hmm. So those stories have been living in the back of his head for a long, long time. And the naturopathic type medicine has kind of been in my blood for a long time. I've always had a serious distrust of the allopath. And it's been true for me. There's a prescription drug I can take that's not going to cause a worse side effect than what it's supposed to be fixing. So, anyhow, it is information. And that's, you know, somebody that's, you know, really working on what the body needs, what the body wants, what it's missing, we all have the power within us. I love the way Dr. Rita Marie approaches it. I love the way she's training all you guys up.
Mm.
And I love the
all of us.
Because Information, we're now, as clients, customers, I don't want to say patients because we're not. As clients in this program, we've been gifted with enough knowledge that we can, even if we're not continuing, we can step out and continue on, because we're going to carry that knowledge with us forever. And it's changing our lives. And it's going to change our health and our relationships. And it's just empowering. It really is. So this is another of those little pieces of the puzzle. And I asked if we could go over it, just because I hadn't remembered seeing anybody actually go over one this whole year. So what the heck?
Yeah. Well, I hope you bring it up again when Dr. Rita Marie can do it.
That'd be great.
She definitely is much better at this than I am.
Yeah, and I'm really fascinated with those ratios down there on the bottom that you brought up. And, you know, because I know that there's more information here than what I'm even seeing here. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what's next.
That's but right.
There was a lot of, like I said, there was a lot of interesting surprises. We do have a lot of mines around here. We're in the mountains of Idaho. There was a lot of mining. This is mining and logging in this state. And one of the mines that we have very close by, and this was what's so funny about being so low on the molybdenum, is we've got the largest moly mine in the entire United States. 45 miles down the road. As the crow flies, it's about 15. And so I would think I would be getting it out of the water. Now, the other, if I go the other direction, the largest cobalt mine in the state, in the United States is very active up the other direction. And on the cobalt, let's see, cobalt's a good one, and I actually have enough of that. So apparently there's some cobalt in my water. I got plenty of that without trying. So, but anyway, those were the kind of the little interesting things. And like I say, the uranium obviously came from the water. So, you know, I will be probably thinking about how to filter that out. And I've got to find out if my Berkey will actually filter out the uranium. It's not a huge concern, but if I would be concerned if I had children, for sure.
Get your water tested after you run it through a Berkey. I had a person told me the other day, and I don't have any proof to back it up, but she uses the fluoride filters in her Berkey. When she had her water tested afterwards, it was extremely high in aluminum. So I don't know if the filter is doing that or something was done wrong. But it'd be a good idea to test them on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, that goes even beyond the last call we had where we talked about the water. You know, the water tests are actually available online if you're on a public system.
I wouldn't trust them.
You can't rely on that. Exactly. That's what I said. So
I ran mine, and all the numbers were right at the level that was the minimum.
Yeah.
Right, the exact number, so I don't trust them.
Yeah. So that's why I said, you know, if you're going to do that, look at what they're telling you is coming into the water, but also check your own faucet and take that in. Is it Mike Adams that has that water testing lab that you can mail your samples in?
I don't know if he does water. I know he does foods and stuff.
I thought he did.
Yeah, I think he does. And I would trust Mike because he's not a shyster. He doesn't work for any governments. In fact, that's why he set up his lab, was to not trust the government. But anyway, so test that water. And then, like, you're right. If you want to find out, did the filtered system you put in actually remove what you were trying to remove, then test it after it's been through the filter. So there's three separate ways you can test your water to make sure that you're actually getting a good, clean product. And I'll tell you what, water is life. Without good, clean water, all these other things that we do don't amount to a hill of beans. Yep. We've got to have pure water. And it's almost impossible to find anything like that.
Yeah.
Sure not.
That's the link for the independent lab that Mike Adams uses.
Oh, cool. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's in my neighborhood.
Oh, is he?
I ran into him at a restaurant here one day and talked to him. Yeah, he's in Bastrop. His lab is in Bastrop. You know where Shine is? It's just almost right down the street.
Oh, why don't we have him come and speak?
Amen. I'd love that. I might even come down there for that one.
Interesting. I don't know what he'd talk about, but.
Water.
Yeah.
Who cares? He can be our Saturday evening Q&A session. I just come and talk.
He's so controversial that a lot of people don't want to associate with him, too. So.
Oh, that's so sad. Well, I would.
He's been banned on all the social medias and YouTubes and everything. So.
Well, it's all right. I heard Dr. Mercola is starting. He's pulling himself off of Facebook today.
He's on MeWe.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
MeWe.
BeWe?
Me, E-W-E. It's another social media.
Spell that, please.
M-E-W-E.
M-E-W-E, thank you.
MeWe.com.
There it is.
There's no censoring going on over there.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait put on your waiters if you go over there. There's no censoring and no moderating.
Oh,
well, no, but it's
not that bad.
A problem.
Yes.
There's a lot of preppers and vaccine people over there, mostly vaccine and natural health people.
Yeah. Okay. The social network built on trust, control, and love. Wait, trust, control, and love?
control of oneself.
yeah, you have full control over your news feed. Yeah.
It's not a it's not Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, all social media profiles are really cracking down. Not cracking down, but they're just unnecessarily, well, they're picking the people who make the most profitable content. That's what they're doing.
They're serving their master.
So does that mean we all need to go over there and start having our groups over there?
I don't know that they have all the formats that they have on Facebook. You know, we're all so accustomed to Facebook. But, you know, if things keep getting the way they are, it's going to grow.
Yeah. People are
getting hurt. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I use DuckDuckGo for my search.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
So. Proton Mail and other webs. There's all sorts of
Proton Mail?
Proton Mail, yeah.
Not heard of that one. All right. I guess I need to come to your Wednesday night things. I usually end up having a call on Wednesday night, like tomorrow. I have my full moon call tomorrow night.
We do the first and third Wednesday. I only have one person really ever shows up.
We have some good shows, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of these days. All right. Well, I just want to once again express my thanks for letting Angelica and I lead you along in this call and being a part of our world here. And I just continue to look forward to seeing what happens for you, whether you continue on with ERC or not. So, all right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Take care.
Thank you,
all of you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.